Welcome to the Million Dollar Multi-Op Podcast. Here, you're going to find education, entertainment, and a little inspiration on how to get to the next level. Are you a DJ company owner that's looking for the secret sauce? Congrats, you found it.
What's up, everyone, and welcome to the Million Dollar Multi-Op Podcast. I'm your host, David Osborne, with BlueprintLearn.com. Last week on the podcast, we had Brian Buonasisi, or DJ Brian B, whichever you're fancy. And we had a great conversation about optimizing opportunity. Now, what optimizing opportunity meant to me and why we chose that title is that Brian, in every interaction I've ever had with Brian, everything I've really ever seen him do on social media or every conversation we've had, it just seems like he always finds a way to organize his environment to get the most out of it. He's very aware and strategic about just building the things that he needs to be successful. And one of the things that we uncovered in the podcast was that communication was a key factor in the way he optimized his opportunities. And this should go without saying, but I'm going to say it anyways. Communication is everything. You know, that was that phrase, communication is key. It is the food for your relationships. It's the fuel for growth. It's really, you know, it's like the connection between you and your team. So, it's the thing that binds us all together. So communication is so, so vitally important. And I want you to remember that as a multi-app owner or founder or manager, your job is to communicate a vision. Like, this is the way that we do this. This is where we're going. This is why we're going there. This is why this is important. All of that stuff needs to be communicated to the team. And that means all the communication just will help make sure that everyone's moving in the right direction. It's just so, so important. Now, Brian, in the podcast, talked a good bit about conversations that he had with his general manager in Florida and just how crucial those conversations were to his ability to physically move away from the panhandle in Florida and, you know, move to New York City. And, you know, like the multi-op is still in the panhandle, right? And Brian lives in North Carolina now. So he mentioned and he talked about how important those communications were, how important those meetings were. And what I also thought was really cool, because I think, you know, there's a phrase, it's how you do anything is how you do everything. And I couldn't agree more. And if you're going to systematize out or focus on communication and prioritizing communication in your business, I think you also have to do that in your personal life as well, because it's very hard to only do it in one area and not the other. Brian talked a lot about the check-ins and the communication that he has with his wife. And you know, since having a child, there's been a lot of changes in their life and all the things they need to do to accomplish their goals and what they thought things were going to be like and what things actually are like. And I couldn't respect that anymore. I think that's awesome. So today in this solo cast, I wanted to share with you how to have a sync meeting or a checkpoint or a one-on-one with anyone, whether it's your business partner, your sales team, your DJs, your trainees, your spouse, your kids, whomever you need to have a sync meeting with, kind of how to do it. Like, why, what's the important part about it? And when I say sync meeting, sync, so S-Y-N-C, not S-I-N-K, sync is short for synchronous or synchronize or synchronized, which means to coexist, which means to, you know, operate together in time. Now, in the DJ world, we all know sync as two tracks or two songs moving together in time in the same BPM and lining up those beats so they're moving together. And there's that hot debate about the sync button and whether or not you should use it. We're not covering that today. This is not what this podcast is about. But that whole idea, of like syncing tracks is really the same. It's a good visualization of what it means to have a sync meeting. It's taking two people and getting you lined up, but in time, like in real time. So that means you both have to be present, either physically present in the same room or virtually on a virtual call, Google Meet, Zoom, whatever you use, or even on a phone call. to make this happen. This can't be done via email, can't be done via text, and it's the actual dialogue and the exchange of ideas that makes it a sync meeting. So a sync meeting is for any two people or more that will all contribute to a discussion. Let me say that again. A sync meeting is for any two or more people that will all contribute to the discussion. Quick detour here. I think any synchronous meeting that you hold should 100% have direct involvement from all parties. That means, like, if you are calling a staff meeting, every single person should be able to contribute value in the meeting. No bystanders. And if they have to just sit there and just like listen without any contribution, then that meeting could have been replaced with something asynchronous or something not in time. Like, have you ever seen that meme, this meeting could have been an email? Okay, if you are participating in a meeting and you, like if you're at, let me say it again, if you're at a meeting, in a meeting, and you have no role for participation, it's frustrating. You don't want to be there. You find it generally a waste of time. So I know some people out there might get mad at me for saying this, but we don't have any staff meetings in our company where I stand there and lecture people. We don't have update meetings in person. I personally hate sitting in any meeting where I'm not actively involved. I feel like it's a disrespect of my time. And I feel like it's just wasteful. And guess what? I bet you do too. Most people, like, we're just born into a world where we're just used to the way that it is. And a lot of us just don't question the way that it is. Someone tells you at some point, are you supposed to have a monthly meeting with all your DJs in a room? And you tell them all the updates. That's just the way that it's been. Well, good news, friends, is you can innovate. You can think for yourself. You can solve problems for your own company. It's totally allowable. So the number one thing people tell me when they defend their monthly staff meetings is team culture. Oh, David, we just love to get together and we love to bond and all that kind of stuff. Great. Guess what? You can still have monthly social events that impact your culture without lecturing people with updates. You could just get together. You could have a cookout. You could watch a game together. You could go on a pontoon boat together. You could do things that aren't related to updates at a gathering, and you'll still have great culture and you won't bore people to death. Promise. So back to the topic at hand, okay? The four things that a synchronous meeting needs to have, in David's opinion. Number one, a purpose. Number two, active contribution. That is not a word. Let me say that again. Active contribution. I won't even tell you what time I'm recording this at. This affects words like contribution or whatever I just said. Active contribution from all attendees. Number three, a set agenda. And number four, a cadence or system for next steps. Let's break it down. Purpose. Like I mentioned, only have synchronized meetings or everyone is together if you have a reason. So in Brian B's case, he was having sync meetings with his general manager to communicate both up and down the chain of command how things were supposed to go, how things needed to go, and how they were going. So Brian was needing to share his vision. Hey, this is where I think things need to go. This is how I think things need to be. And then the general manager or GM would report on execution. This is how they are going. This is the problem areas. What should I do? Back and forth. That dialogue is common. It's normal. And so some common purposeful sync meetings that you could have are weekly one-on-ones with full-time staff. So I know people that have a sales manager or they have a production manager or anything like that. And the term is a direct report. A direct report is someone who directly reports to you. That means you are their manager, and oftentimes you manage someone, and then that someone might manage other people. And so the second layer down, so if you manage someone and that person manages someone else, the person that they manage is not your direct report. Hope that's clear. You could have quarterly alignment meetings with your full-time staff or whomever you'd like. Weekly production meetings, I think those are valuable. One-on-ones with your DJs at whatever pace you want. They could be monthly, quarterly, yearly, I think training meetings are important. And that would be like a coaching session or a mentoring session where you're getting together to teach someone how to do something and then watching them do it and then giving them feedback. See, there's value in both of you being there for that. Okay. So next topic, active participation. I'm not going to overcomplicate this. If someone can sit there without participating in a meeting, your shit is broken. They can leave and read the Cliff Notes. Man, I think that's a dated reference, Cliff Notes. That was got me through high school. Moving on. Okay, so you can always give people up. You can give them a summary of what was talked about if they don't need to actually be there to contribute. Next is an agenda. An agenda is just simply communicating what you will talk about at your meeting ahead of time to the attendees. This helps to set expectations. This helps to make sure that they can come prepared to discuss things. I really like to allow the attendees to add items to the agenda ahead of time. I like Google Docs for this. That way it's a living document and people can edit it and we can share it and it's out there in the open. Currently, as I'm recording this, we have a quarterly alignment meeting coming up. I've just slapped some topics together on that as kind of like a work in progress. And then other people are invited to it. They can add stuff. And then as we get closer, we'll tighten it up and make sure we have a finalized agenda for that meeting. So I like outlines personally. It's my personal preference. But here is probably the very best action item, the best nugget of this solo cast. When you're creating an agenda for a meeting, review it more than once. And if something on the list is going to just be you giving an update about a thing, take it off. So if there's an item that's like, tell people about our new uplights, whatever it might be, take it off the agenda because that can be delivered in a different way. All items on an agenda should be things that require discussion and participation from the attendees. Hot take. Okay, next is your cadence. Cadence means when are we doing this again? How often do we do this? And do we have meetings like this daily, weekly, monthly, quarterly, yearly, or just as needed? I think those are okay too, as long as they're, you know, necessary. You should decide what the cadence is and then make it happen. So put them on the calendar. It is not uncommon for executives that have executive assistants to have daily sync meetings with their personal assistant. You can do this too. Okay, so I just spent, what does the timer say on this podcast? I just spent about 13 minutes talking about synchronous meetings. But I've also mentioned that you should be offloading things that don't require people's participation to have an asynchronous element to them. So asynchronous meaning not live, not actually happening together at the same time. My kids frustratingly now have asynchronous learning days at school because of COVID. Now they all have the ability to learn remotely and they have asynchronous days, which drives people crazy because why? I won't get down that. Okay, how do we do that? Technology. Glad you asked. Technology is our friend as long as we know how to use it. Here are my favorite asynchronous communication tools. Number one is Slack. We love Slack in our company in the multi-op. It's like texting on steroids. I like it because it's not my iPhone iMessage app. And that way I can keep all my business conversations, all of our company conversations in one spot, and everything's very organized. Now, my favorite part about it is that you can have channels. So you can create a little channel or create a little group with different groups of people. You can do it for specific event types or specific administrative groups. Like the two people that are with me on a daily basis working on administrative tasks, we have our own text group in Slack or a Slack channel. And that way I can share things that are relevant to the right people at the right time. So if you're not involved, you don't need to be cluttered with stuff that doesn't apply to you. And you can post GIFs. No, I won't call them GIFs. That's lame. Number two, Loom. Now, this is a new one to my arsenal, but man, I love Loom a ton. And I go with the paid version on this. Loom is a really cool way to record your screen that also records you, like a little bubble in the bottom, a little circle where people can see you talking. I think that's awesome because that really ups the personal connection side because they can see you actually talking to them, which I think is really cool. What I do is I'll record a thing. For example, I recorded a Loom just the other day on how to navigate Direct Music Service, okay, and how to do that with my team. I record it. It's like 2 minutes long, and then it's hosted on Loom. It's not a file that you have to download. You just send the link to anybody. So I just send it to them on Slack. Great. Then they can ask questions. 3 is Google Drive or a portal of some kind. That means just using shared Google Drive folders and docs where you can comment on things, where you can make changes in real time. Like I mentioned, the outline for an agenda. Drive is great. 4, any project management software. There's a lot of them. There's Trello. I don't know all of them, but we use Monday.com. Don't take this as an endorsement for Monday.com and think that it's the best one out there. I don't know if it's the best one out there. It's just what we use and it works well for us. This way we can put projects that we're working on and then you can update and put updates and files together with them so that we can asynchronously discuss those projects. 5, a really cool one that I discovered is Canva presentations. So if you go in Canva, if you're a Canva Pro member, you can send a recorded Canva presentation to your whole team. And I do this once a month, updating everyone on what our admin team has been working on that month. So like sales objectives or team wins or Google reviews that people have got or whatever it might be, or a new trainee that we've got, you know, anything that's what we did the past month, what's coming up the next month. This is the thing that I personally use to replace the stand in front of people and lecture them at a staff meeting kind of thing, because check it out. My videos are always less than 10 minutes. I try to go for 5, but it's like 5 to 7 minutes of content. Chances are, most of the staff meetings where people have hour-long meetings are still 5 to 10 minutes of content filtered in with a bunch of fluff. So the votes are in, and we really like this method. 6, shared calendars. So Google Calendars, whatever your platform of choice, is just killer, right? You can invite people to events, you can add people as invites, and then you can add details that they need to know, like prior to the event or prior to the meeting, in the notes section of the event. I use a shared calendar with my wife. That is a game changer. She also has access to my business calendar and all my meetings, so she knows when I'm doing things. That sort of stuff is killer. It saves us a ton of time in synchronous communication. Okay, next, and this is actually my last one, I think this is 7, is Fathom. You've ever been on a Zoom call with me, you've noticed my Fathom note taker. It's always there, right? And it records the call, it creates a transcript, and it puts these little like summary bullet points. This is like your Cliff Notes. This is a great thing to send people who need to know information, but they aren't a contributor to the meeting, or if they miss the meeting, then they can catch up. It's awesome. Okay, wow. That was a lot, but in a lot of ways, it's also scratching the surface. I kind of feel like that's so much insider information that could be a course or a presentation or something like that. I'd probably charge for that kind of information. Just kidding. I hope it helps. I hope it helps you a lot. So to recap, have sync meetings with the important people in your life about important things. And yes, in case you're wondering, I do have sync meetings with my wife, Whitney, and it is really the only way we stay sane. We do them weekly, usually on Sunday for the week, and then generally a quick check-in every night before a weekday. Today I'm recording this on a Thursday. So last night on Wednesday night, we talked about today, just made sure that everything that we thought was on the calendar is in fact correct. Just made sure that we're good for today. So we do that a lot. Now, if you saw my calendar, you would know why we need a sync. I have a million kids. We have lots of meetings. We have lots of appointments. My kids have lots of appointments. We have a lot of stuff going all the time. We've got varsity soccer that we're dealing with. So lots of moving parts, and it's very important to stay synced up on all that. Okay. That's it for all the stuff about sync meetings. And I just want to end here with a quick note. Thank you. Thank you for being a loyal listener. I get a lot of messages from people saying that they love the podcast. And I can't tell you how much that does for me. These podcasts take so much time, effort, and work to put out that, you know, I'd like to know that it's making a difference for you. So next time you see me at a conference, just tell me an episode that you like, or tell me one of your favorite guests, or anything like that. Something that you've implemented, a nugget or a piece of information that you've implemented in your business that's made you money or made your life better or helped you take control of your calendar, anything. Those are little things that give me the motivation to keep producing episodes. And again, thanks to everyone who has already said something. I love each and every one of you. And if there's ever a topic you'd like me to cover, hit me up. These solo casts are typically in response to the podcast interviews that I have. But that's okay. I think there's also space, maybe in the future or at some point, to add in some content from you or things that you think would be valuable. As always, there are free resources at blueprintlearn.com/resources. And we'll see you on the next one.